Hi, everybody. Let me just tell you about reckless drivers. There's an uplifting topic. Listen, bottom line, if you're in a vehicle, you're at risk because people are dinglings and don't know how to drive. If you get injured, call David Femininio. You can pick up the phone right now. Speak to David personally by calling 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Taylor Decker out tomorrow night.
So along with Reader.
Yeah. DJ Reader out tomorrow night.
Correct.
So, again, we're going to get back. We can take these calls. But, okay, now we're starting to get, as we approach 24 hours from game day, more clarity. Like, DJ Reader is a big loss. What's Onyeka's status?
I was just about to give you the rest. Levi out, Josh Pascal out.
So, to be clear, you are down your entire starting defensive line plus. Your lone starter, lone guy is Aleem McNeil. Davenport Hutch, dead. Pascal, dead. Onyeka, dead. Reader, dead. And you're down your left tackle. Who else? Anybody else?
Nope, just those four.
Oh, just those four.
I mean, yes.
What's the Packer report?
I have not seen that yet. I'm sure I'll be getting it in a couple minutes.
Okay. Hold on. Look, I think it's okay to be concerned. And that's where I'm at. I mean, I know in this town it's been like, how dare you say the Lions are in a close game? Okay, I quit. If you're in a safe space, guys, if you're concerned about tomorrow or the next 2 weeks, quite frankly, safe space, no judgment. Because here's the other thing. As Rico said it, by the way, happy Founders Day. Rico celebrating 118 years of his fraternity, 1906. And you're in a crested blazer. It's an incredible day today. My point is, I don't even know what my point is. No, it's just the Eagles aren't losing. And guys, I'm worried. You look very tired. This team, they got screwed. That week 5 bye versus week 8, 9, 10, massive difference. This team looks tired. And when you're down Barnes and you're down Anzalone and when Carlton Davis has the hamburger helper glove on and when Terry and Arnold's beat up and when you're down, how many D linemen did we just say? Oh, and your left tackle? Guys, it catches up. I want to know if you're concerned or still confident.
Yeah, and here's your Packer side of the report.
Yeah, let me hear it.
Only four designations all out. Jair Alexander, Corey Ballantyne, Edgerrin Cooper linebacker, and Romeo Doubs.
So they do get Myers, their center.
They get Jacobs. They get Elgin Jenkins.
Okay, yeah. So their O-line's coming in healthy.
And but Alexander's out.
Correct, but he's always out.
Jair Alexander, he's been out since Louisville. He's never healthy.
That was an inadvertent bell, but it still works.
That's okay. I appreciate that. So I'd like to hear from the people on it. But yeah, I mean, that injury report, it's about as bad as it gets. And look, can I offer just an opinion, not breaking news or anything? Maybe it's I know they need the Packer game more, but they need those players. And if you try to rush guys back and you exacerbate an injury, you're putting the Buffalo game at risk. By not playing tomorrow night, they're getting a full 2 weeks off to heal. Full. So there's part of it, it makes you wonder where you go, look, we'll forego the short term to ensure the long term. And like it's said, just outside looking in.
I know it sounds bad, but yeah, a little bit of load management. Let's play the percentages here. If we have to, we can afford to lose a game for the bigger picture of we still will be in control of our own destiny for the one seed, and we got to get some of you guys healthy.
Yep.
Because I don't think you can play them in both Green Bay and Buffalo and then turn around and go into the cold into Chicago.
So, David, one more time for Lion fans just getting in their car late afternoon here on a Wednesday.
Yeah, Reader is out. Levi Anzarike is out. Josh Pascal is out. And, oh, crap, the fourth person. I'm sorry. I was looking at something else. I was looking at the two deep.
You said Reader.
Reader. Pascal. That's a big one.
Decker.
Decker out. Yes.
248-539-9797.
But it is scary because just look at this. Listen to the two deep here to start the year. Aiden, Josh Pascal, gone. DJ Reader, gone for this game. Pecco, gone for the year. Aleem McNeil, gone for this game. Wingo, gone for the year. Marcus Davenport, gone for the year. Levi, gone for this game.
John Kaminsky, gone for the year.
That will add another person to it. That is the entire D-line.
Do this exercise. Literally spin a wheel, pick a team, and take out five of their top 60 linemen across the board. Any team in football. Take the Eagles. Here, do the. Let's have some fun. 1 second. Because the Eagles lost Brandon Graham. Pull up the Eagles. And I want you to take away five of the top 60 linemen. Sometimes the outside perspective makes you look at things differently. This is what, oh, and by the way, you're down two of your top three linebackers. I mean, your front seven has been decimated.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I'm looking at, well, okay. Milton Williams playing, Jordan Davis still playing. Jalen Carter still playing. Nolan Smith still playing. A lot of their guys still playing. Charles Harris still playing.
Okay, so now flip the script, and I want you to kill five of them.
Oh, my God.
Not literally, but take five.
But you're right.
You know what it becomes?
You're right.
Lions fans, you should remember this. Monday night, Seattle comes into town.
Down five at her front six because they play a base 4-2-5. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Josh Sweat still playing. N'Kobe Dean still healthy playing. Like
they got still one. Don't understand how he fell in the draft.
I don't know. And every time I see him, I think of you. There are two players in the league, and it may as well be your head superimposed on their body. One, N'Kobe Dean. Two, dude just straight kills people. Nick Bolton. Those are all Rico guys. Let's go to people. We'll go to Brandon.
I should be a scout.
97.1. Brandon, what's going on, buddy?
What is going on, Mike?
How are you?
I'm good. I'm not worried. Who is the top three MVP candidates of this NFL season?
Top three, Lamar, Allen, Saquon. Just spitballing.
Well, hey, we still get Goff.
No, in the top three.
Okay, Brandon. Yes. No, Brandon. He exited the chat after that Houston game.
That was one game, though.
And 62 yards against the Titans.
One game.
Well, that's two.
That's two.
Well,
but look, which Goff is going to show up for the rest of the season? That's the key, okay? The way the Lions lose, and I've been telling people this for a long time, and it happened last year too. When the Lions don't turn over the ball, nobody can beat them. So if the Lions control that ball on the offensive side and don't be having these funky turnovers, like, be honest with you, Chicago had no business being in that game last week. Like, it was, I mean, like, we should have been up at least two touchdowns on them. We was at the 1 yard line. We had Gills fumble. I'm not worried. Take care of your business.
But that's football. I mean, hell. I mean, what do you think Houston's saying? You didn't have business being in that game. Like, I hear Brandon. But they were. Look, man, Brandon, all I'm trying to say is when that injury report comes out, those are not bit players for tomorrow. I will tell you, if the Lions win this football game tomorrow night, that will go down as arguably the most impressive singular regular season win in the National Football League all year. I mean, you are so beat up.
I agree. They are. I am concerned a little bit, but we got destiny on our side for some reason. I don't know what it's
supposed to be. How about 70 years of suffering? You know what I'm saying? Right, there's your reason, okay? And I think somebody upstairs needs to take care of you guys. So, yeah, I'll go with that, Brandon.
I think Brandon has seen enough victories this year. He's fully confident that there will be some type of Lions voodoo.
So what would it – you know what's funny, though? This is what happens with fans. And I'm not knocking fans. I'm not. I'm saying it's like they're always reactionary. They're never ahead of it. So basically the Lions have to lose before they acknowledge, hey, it's a little scary.
Yes. Wanna know why? Because a lot of people gave up same old Lion thinking.
And same old Lion.
No. Same old Lion thinking means there's always going to be something bad that happens to this team.
But this isn't the cosmic stuff. This is injuries. This is the battlefield that the NFL is. When David gives you that and we stack what you don't have defensively. And by the way, no Taylor Decker to Skipper is a major downgrade. Major.
I know we all love him because, hey, he's eligible.
But isn't that the move? Hey, I'm here.
Yeah, he was probably the happiest that could the Lions won that Houston game.
Could you report eligible in your crested Founders Day blazer? Can you do that for everybody?
There you go.
Oh, man, that's a good look. I tell you what.
But you know what? What happens if I actually wear the blazer in here?
Do you have one?
I do.
For real?
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to change our bet. The one that we're going to bet lunch on Texas, Georgia? I don't want the lunch. Keep it. I want you to wear that blazer if I win. No reason. I just want a regal Friday.
You know what the beauty of it is, Mike?
Do you have a crown?
Yeah, the ones you guys got me for my birthday that year. The beauty of it is I can't wear the crest because I got to get it taken in. So it's too big.
It doesn't matter. Whoa. I'm going to pop that in the Dropbox for me. Thank you.
Well.